shore where the mountains meet the sea, in a clapboard shack by a broken down tree. There's a light in the window, two salty gals inside. I'm not sure if they're witches, but you know that's implied. Got the storytelling, ego swelling, pillow talking, moonlight walking, sea hags.
Welcome to the Sea Hags Podcast. I'm Chris Jeffa.
Our bodies hurt everywhere.
I'm Katie Nordgren.
I'm Gavin Clarkson. My body also hurts.
Chris, how does your body feel?
I mean, my body actually feels pretty good.
Get out!
Of my own house.
Get out of your own house.
Like, you can come back, but go to the backyard, lift something heavy, and then come back in.
Once it hurts.
Yeah, I haven't actually really moved much at all this weekend, so I'm surprised that I don't hurt more.
Right.
From, like, that entropy kind of thing. Entropy. But I have, like, I've gone for a walk every day, so I don't think I've let myself totally, like, stagnate.
Okay.
But I barely have left my couch. There's a severe ass groove on there.
I am so stagnant, you might as well call me brackish. Like, I am attracting bugs, killing deer.
Oh, you're like one of them swamp bitches.
I'm one of them swamp bitches, which is, I guess, a cousin to a sea hag,
yeah.
I suppose.
Ooh, swamp bitches.
Yeah.
There could be a spinoff podcast.
So when we really bitches. Talk about the grimy shit we like in this
world. Exactly.
Oh my god, okay, so, Gavin, we've had a disastrous day so far already.
Yep, quite.
How did we get here?
What happened today? Oh, Katie and I...
How do I work this?
How do I put this in?
We failed.
We had Katie and I have a monthly show at Big Rock Urban Brewery. Oh, we did? Yeah.
Who knows?
We're not sure if it's going to happen next month, April 22nd. Keep an eye out for if that is or isn't happening. Might not be.
It will either be a show or our public execution.
Because it was going to be today, and then it wasn't today, and now it's not today.
But you guys moved it from last week, too.
Yeah, no, it's been a shit show, honestly. Mm-hmm. So I tried to cancel it when I was in Britain. I tried to say, look, I don't think this is going to work. Gavin ended up having to go on a work trip last minute.
Yep.
We're just not going to be here for it. And so let's cancel it. And she's like, oh, well, let's do it a week later. And so I said, okay. And then the woman who made us change it quit or was fired like 3 days after that. So we had to sort of follow through on something that had no push behind it. So I worked my ass off, like spent several hours over the last week just trying to drum up any kind of interest, and to the point where I was just, like, begging people to come for free.
I did see that on Twitter today where it was just,
was
like...
physically painful to do that.
Yeah, everyone just show up as long as you have food. Please bring your friends. Please come down to
Yeah, it felt bad. It felt bad. Thank you. Keep just twisting that screw.
Yeah.
Love it.
I've really been, like, antagonizing you a lot lately. I'm so giant.
To be fair, it was very pathetic. It was.
It was super pathetic. But, you know, I just, like, when I engage people to be part of something, I feel like I owe it to them to, like, make sure it happens.
Yeah, I mean, that seems fair as a show.
I don't, though.
That's because you're a man.
Yeah, but things just come so easily to me, and then I don't make myself beholden to others, because I know it's going to be just fine. That's how I go through life.
I identify hard with that.
Oh, I hate you guys.
Katie has so much anxiety. She's like, what if we cancel the show? I'm like, then I don't go to the show.
Like, then you have, like, a bonus free night.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, then you drive me back after the podcast. I clean my new barbecue, and I'm happy.
Because I got a new barbecue today, because I am a man with a penis and a barbecue.
Well, thank you so much for clarifying that you are a man with a penis.
Yeah, for new listeners, my name is Gavin. I'm a man with a penis, and I just got a barbecue.
That's heterosexual for cis, I guess.
That's how we greet each other as men.
I'm a man with a penis. You just donk them together just like a whoop.
No.
Oh.
We don't do that.
Oh.
That's very derivative.
It's derivative? Of what?
The Sistine Chapel roof.
You know God and Adam's fingers? It was their dicks.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be their dicks.
They painted over that in 1979.
And they just, you know, men had dicks for hands up until 1724.
I still do.
Edward Penis Hands.
Yes, yeah. That's exactly what I was picturing.
I just got stank old dick fingers.
Oh! Yuck. No. I'm just writing down Edward Penis Hands. The most relevant of all porn parodies.
Yeah. Well,
you got a barbecue, so.
I'm sure that you're, like, all of the comics that were on your show, they're resilient characters. They probably had something else that they could do tonight as well.
And I think they would mostly appreciate not having to go all the way out there and then not have an audience and then everyone go back.
Yeah.
Because
Yeah. So I wouldn't... Yeah,
we made an executive decision.
We made people's nights better by not being there.
We hope.
I think that's...
It's just so hard to do stuff. I have had, like, zero energy since I came back from my trip, guys. Like, I was zesty on our last podcast. I feel like I was, like, really energized from the trip, and I was sleeping again. I was really happy. And then I just, like, crashed super hard. And now my whole body hurts constantly. And I don't care about anything.
Yeah.
It's the depression, Katie.
I saw a good comic that was like, oh, it's spring. Like, goodbye, seasonal affective, like, or seasonal depression. Welcome, regular depression. Back into my life. It's not quite as dark, but...
But it's still dark inside.
Yeah. Aw. It's fine. I don't know. It's just the ebbs and flows, Katie. You had such a huge high, and now it's going to go low, and then it comes kind of back up to equilibrium. It's the pendulum of life and emotions. And if you were just one flat line all the time, that would also be a problem.
Yes, that does suck.
So,
I should probably leave the house more.
I mean, sure.
I just haven't.
Sounds fake, but...
Yeah. Okay.
This is the first time I've left since Friday. Like, since I came home from work on Friday. I haven't left the house at all till now.
Ah. Yeah, I barely have. I did walk to the grocery store to get hot dogs. Because I'm on this real hot dog.
Are you sure
right now.
You're not depressed?
Oh, did I say I wasn't? I don't think I am, actually. I'm just like, I'm very tired. I have a very stressful grown-up job.
And you just like hot dogs.
Yeah, I really like hot dogs. There's these really good new veggie dogs that I found that have like the best texture ever. They're delicious.
What are they?
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. They're called Justa.
What?
Justa veggie Justa. Hot dogs.
Yeah, they're delicious. Montreal style, smoked meat kind of flavoring.
No, there's too many words in there that don't match. That's a Montreal smoked meat veggie hot dog.
Yeah, just the right spices.
One of those words doesn't matter. One of those words doesn't fit.
Montreal
doesn't
smoked
work.
Feet.
Yeah, Montreal smoked feet. I would eat one of those.
How do you spell Justa?
G-U-S-T-A.
G-U. That's Gusta.
I've been thinking Italian.
Yeah, that's it. What?
Gusta.
Justa.
It is Gusta.
That's Spanish.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know Italian more than I do. Fair enough. Okay. Okay, Giuseppe.
Whatever.
Yeah, Katie. Giuseppe.
What? This is a great episode,
it's
guys.
Well.
We're doing an awesome job.
Yeah. Well, anyway, yeah, I walked around.
That's good. You got a hot dog.
We're on a hot dog kick right now. Just like eating hot dogs for breakfast, lunch, and dinner over here.
Oh, is that the same brand that does the gradable block?
Yeah, sure is.
Fake cheese.
Ugh.
It's called a vegan grating block.
Oh God, they didn't even try with that name. That sounds like something you'd find in the hardware store.
Exactly.
Grating block.
A vegan grating block, which, yeah. Like, just...
A cellulose cube.
Enjoy your shavings.
Yeah.
Montreal smoked shavings.
I have not tried that grating block
not
yet.
The grating block.
No, I still happily will eat a cheese, but... Yeah.
How about the shredding block?
No, I haven't tried it yet.
Not even the shredding block?
No.
Grating, shredding, different guys.
I hear it goes great on terrible pizza.
This is a bad podcast. We're doing a bad job.
It really is. So you went to Arizona?
Tell
us about your life.
If this were a visual medium, a tumbleweed would have gone through just now.
Our lives are incredibly boring. Neither of us have left the house for the whole weekend. What did you do?
You're
a grown-up man with a wife and a barbecue.
I'm a grown-up man with a wife, barbecue, and penis hands. And I went down to the mecca of everything great in Tucson, Arizona.
Everything great?
Everything great is, it just avoids that place. Very physically.
I don't think you know what mecca means.
I don't. I know you need to, it's not, no, I don't know what it means.
You were going to come up with the Islam thing, weren't you?
What's that? Probably. Like, I don't even know if that's what I was going to come up with, but I think my brain just retracted from whatever I was going towards, like a hot stove.
Much like a penis.
Much like a penis.
A smart, well-honed reflex that you developed over time.
That I figured. Yeah, so I went down to Tucson. My job, I'm a geologist, and my job's headquarters is down there, so I occasionally have to go down there to visit, and I do comedy while I'm down there as well. And I got to revisit. There's a couple of really great friends down there, some very funny comedians. And nice. It's kind of fun when you go to another city because you draw parallels between the characters you know in your scene and the characters that you know elsewhere. It's, like,
there's just the archetypes in comedy. Whatever.
Yeah, exactly. You can be like, oh, there's the 15-year-old veteran that has not gotten better in 15 years. Like, I can spot that guy. And I can just tell by the way everyone kind of isolates him from general conversation. I'm like, oh, okay, so there's that guy.
The Dunning-Kruger effect is so strong in comedians for some reason. Like, if you think you're bad, you might be, but if you think you're great, you're not.
Yeah.
Basically.
In all likelihood, no. It's not good.
If you are confident, if you think, I think I'm doing decently, I think I'm, you know, like, improving as the time goes on, then it's probably okay. But if you're like, I'm great and nobody else gets it.
No one that stands me. Yeah, that's how it was there, too. And I got to check out open mics, and they don't have the rules for open mics down there. They missed that chapter of the sheet.
Rules like, maybe don't joke about this shit or not
content, but just
how to be on stage.
Oh.
Not the individual comedians, but just they didn't time people.
Oh.
So there was a list that started at like 8, and apparently, I didn't stick around, I did my set and left shortly after, but apparently it goes to like 1 in the morning, and there's only about 15 people on the list. It wasn't a particularly popular mic, but they don't time people. So first-time newbies will go up and do like 15 minutes.
Why?
Yeah, because they don't, nobody tells them, like the host doesn't tell them to leave. He just lets them do their thing and cruise, and that's totally fine if you're killing it, but these are first-timers. They have no idea what they're doing. So they just vacillate between their notebooks and staring at this blank audience like 6 different people. And the rest of us, like, I did, like, 7, and I left. Because, like, do as long as you want. I'm like, I'm not gonna, because I don't want to, and no one else wants me to.
It sounds like you did exactly as long as you wanted.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to do anymore.
Yeah, man, people need structure.
They do, or they'll misbehave.
Yeah,
right. You have to discipline your children. and open micers.
No one is more of a child than an open micer.
No, yes.
And I include my, well, I mean, I don't consider myself an open micer now, but as someone who still needs them. You know, like someone who's got to dip a toe in occasionally. I haven't gone in fucking forever.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go do it on Wednesday, maybe.
And when you want to practice, it takes long enough to get up without everyone doing 15 minutes, and then the host doing 5 minutes in between.
Oh my God. That sounds like such a long night.
It was very long.
Stick a pin in my jugular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Someone's. I went to a comedy class, sort of showcase thing, because it was my mother's first time doing stand-up comedy at Laugh Lines in New Westminster.
Oh, right on. Yeah.
Yeah, they had their comedy class, like, graduation ceremony thing, and it was...
As we go on, yeah, remember.
No jokes, just diplomas.
Yeah, they just walked across the stage.
Shook hands. All the times we...
They were handed a rubber chicken.
Together.
And it was very funny, actually. There was a lot of very good acts. My mom was very earnest. She wrote a lot of one-liners, and they were just more like, aw.
Oh, that's nice. So it was wholesome.
And she may listen to this. Mom, I loved it. It was very wholesome, though. It was like, she started off by being like, I might look like a librarian, but I've got 6 bodies in my basement. And I'm like, nobody believes that, Joanna. You're so nice.
That's a nice one you got to look out for.
Yeah, and then all the rest of her jokes were just, like, nice ones. So I'm just like, you could have carried on with the psycho librarian, but you just kind of threw it out there in the beginning and didn't really follow through.
Yeah.
I was like, just kidding.
No, I can't commit to that. Want to hear about my cookies?
Well, you can't because I'm diabetic, so I don't make cookies. I'm Joanna. That's my impression.
I thought she was gonna make fun of me more. That's why I went. I was like, come on, Mom, like, bring it out. But it was just like...
You want your mom to roast you?
Yeah.
What would you expect her to roast you with?
Oh, God, I don't know.
How would you roast me? Don't answer that. I don't want to
I know too many of your tender spots right now, and I've been inadvertently hitting them a lot, and I'm very sorry, so I don't even want to joke.
You can only hurt the ones you truly love.
I know. I don't even want to joke, because I'm going to hit something really bad by accident, just by being a cavalier dirtbag. I'm so sorry. I don't know how my mom would roast me more than probably, like, my daughter doesn't call me enough.
Yeah, your mom thinks you're pretty fucking awesome.
But, like, I showed up because I was, I had a late meeting for work that ended at 8 o'clock and her show started at 8. Mm. And I had to get from, like, Commercial Drive to New West. And so she was going up later And I ran, like, onto the SkyTrain, ran from the SkyTrain to Laugh Lines, and, like, sat down, and then she was the next person up. So I, like, just slid into home. But then at the end of the night, she said, and it, like, breaks my heart, she's like, I'm so glad you made it just in time. Now you know what being a working mom feels like. But you made it to my recital. And I was just like...
So this is why you always miss
ballet. The cradle and the silver spoon.
I know. So, but that was, like, it was pretty sweet. And there was a woman who, she did a whole set of stand-up that was actually, like, very funny about how she used to be a stripper and now she's a teacher and, like, a mom and whatever. And there was this, like, girl who was sitting across from me just laughing the whole time. And then it turns out that was her 14-year-old daughter. And, like, one of her jokes was just, like, yeah, I used to be a stripper, but now I'm a stay-at-home mom. And so, like, I sometimes have, like, sometimes I fall into bad habits. I, like, had to give my daughter, like, her allowance by, like, giving her, like, dollar bills out of my mouth. And she was just, like, and then I asked her, you know, should I use my tits instead? And she said yes. And the daughter's just, like, that's right, mom. Like, just, like,
I love my mom's tits.
I was, like, what an interesting... very open household.
A dynamic.
Like, what a interesting dynamic. But yeah, first time comedy people.
The family that shares.
Yeah.
Empathy is.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than watching people do comedy for the first time ever.
But they, you know, they practiced really hard, you know. True. Like, the class is, like, better than watching someone just do their first open mic.
This is true.
So true.
They actually go through the writing process, they workshop it together, they rehearse it a bunch of times.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, you didn't do any classes, did you?
I didn't, no. It
shows.
Yeah, it does. I was kind of what you call a savant, so, you know, I was just...
emphasis on the idiot.
I was just great. I didn't need it necessarily. It has, like, the classes have a really great place for people. It gives you structure. It's a very safe place to start, especially if you're very nervous starting out. Mm-hmm. But I always had, like, I was always a bit outgoing, and I was never very shy, so I didn't need that gentle start that some people do.
Mm-hmm. You're like, I'm just gonna do this thing.
Yeah, I was just, I'm gonna do it. And then it went poorly. I'm like, well, I'm gonna do it again. I don't care. Like, I just kept going back, because I was like, that was fun enough to try again. Like, it was always just fun enough to try it one more time.
Mm. Isn't that the way, hey?
Yeah, it was to just keep it going.
Nothing totally crushed your spirit.
No, not really.
Until you got maybe good enough to then be able to handle that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I didn't, there's never been a moment where I thought back and been like, this was a horrifying nightmare and I never want to do this ever again. It was always just like, well, that sucked, I guess I'll do it next time. Like, there's never been something bad enough where I didn't want to. But the classes have a good place for people where they might not have that kind of outgoing personality, but they really want to try stand-up. Mm-hmm. But they don't think they have the energy or the confidence to just go out on stage and try that in front of a bunch of strangers.
Or want some, like, some writing backup or whatever, yeah. And, you know, figure out some ways to, like, workshop some stuff.
Yeah, I really missed that, and it was something I was more eager to do, like, right after I had finished doing classes.
Yeah, because you have, like, writing partners, kind of.
Yeah, and I'm actually getting together with Jackie Hoffert on... Friday, I think, to do some writing after we pod.
Nice.
So, yeah. So I'm looking forward to that, because she was like, wow, I don't think I've ever really done that before. And I said, yeah, I haven't done it in over a year. And the truth is, I just have all this stuff that I haven't fucking touched, that I've, like, written down, and I just keep doing my same stuff over and over.
Right.
So.
Let's put a pin in that and just rewind that just for a little second. Did you just say the phrase, after we pod? Is that what we're calling this?
I did say that.
Yeah. You did say that.
I was going to let it go.
I'm not letting it go.
You actually talk that way, though.
I know.
Why are you like this to me?
Just made up some buddies, going to slap down a pod. Slap down a cup.
You're going to pop some Pamp, some LaCroix, some Pamp LaCroix. You're going to do some pods.
Some grapefruit sparkling waters. Me and some pods.
Piece of pods with my buds.
You know,
buds
slap down some pods, go see some babes.
Like, have I said that out loud, or do I just talk like that on GChat? I don't know.
What the hell is GChat?
Like Google Hangouts or whatever?
Oh, God, you use Google Hangouts?
Yeah.
You must be the only one.
Just the two of us, yeah. I guess.
You two are keeping it alive.
I don't know what other messaging.
Yeah, what other messaging?
Facebook Messenger.
Ew.
WhatsApp.
I don't really like it that much. I just downloaded WhatsApp, so I don't know if I should use that.
And then WhatsApp you can't use from your computer. To get a tap.
Yeah, well, we love to talk to each other from our computers at work, because we work very hard.
I use Skype for that.
Chris actually does work really hard, I don't.
Yeah. No, I do the bare minimum to keep me successful. That's my life
Things
philosophy.
Things just kind of work out for you.
Yeah, I just cruise.
Why?
I just cruise for life. Because I don't have anxiety.
What the fuck is that like?
Because I'm just, I'm not saying I'm more successful, I'm just saying I'm not particularly concerned that I should be more successful.
No, I know, like, I don't look at you and go, this man is infinitely more successful than me, this is a man who's been doing stand-up 2 to 3 years longer than me, and is, like, commensurately more successful?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the word I was looking for?
Probably not. Mm-hmm.
Commensurately?
Ah!
She just punched him in the tit.
She did.
Just right in the nipple.
I don't feel safe in this space anymore.
That's like, we never said it was a safe fucking space, you goddamn snowflake cuck.
I am that. I am one of those.
Anyway.
My body hurts, and you just hurt it in another place.
I did not hurt you. I barely made contact with that little weird far apart nipple.
I have a very sensitive right tit. It's very, and left.
That you connected. Just, that was like, that was a meat slap.
A meat slap. Jesus Christ. No, I this is something that I've been wondering for a while. I think, actually, Kyle Carpenter, past guest, and I were talking about this, was just like, what is that like to just not be dragging around a millstone all the time? Of just like, you're not good enough, you're not good enough, you're not good enough, you're never going to succeed. Stop that, stop that. What are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? Like, it must be so easy to get stuff done.
It's a lot easier. Yeah. I sympathize to people like you who have that kind of anxiety issue, but I don't have that voice.
I mean, like,
head.
Arguably, I'm better than you as a person, so I should be less concerned.
You should. I know. I'm so arrogant in so many ways. I just assume that I'm better than everybody all the time, and that's kind of working for me.
God. Oh.
You just assume you're the best, always, at everything.
And then people just kind of treat you like you are.
Yeah, and then
you've been doing it.
Yeah. If you imagine everybody is below you at all times, you can never fail yourself. Because you're like, well, I wasn't able to do that, but nobody else could have either, so, because I'm the best.
Oh, I want to be a boy.
Yeah, just be the best. Just be a man with a barbecue and
a penis.
I want
to be a man with a penis. I am not trans, but boy, if I could just, like, reboot and start again, I'd just be like, dude, time, please.
Yes. Lay down pods.
Some pods. Just join the fucking Chapo Trap House with my dude dick.
That's what I call mine. My tasty dude dick.
Tasty dude dick. Why are you so obsessed with your dick tasting good?
It's not me, it's just what I've been told.
So sorry, we're gonna get Sheena on the horn here.
No, she's a bad reference.
Oh, I'm trying to think of, like, even when I'm down in my, like, dark stress place, I never really, it's always somebody else's fault.
See? That's all it is.
It's never me. I'm always doing my best, but it's like, the circumstances are conspiring against, the universe is conspiring against me.
Jupiter was in its bad phase.
Yeah.
It was having a bad
time. The reverse times.
Long, long ago.
Jupiter's reverse times. That's why our show was canceled today. It's because Jupiter was
Mercury really is in retrograde right now.
Is that what reverse times means?
Yes.
It's on the flippity-flop?
Yeah,
it's on the flippity-flop.
It looks like
it moving backwards.
It's on the big back.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a red phase.
And it fucks with plans and communications and technology.
Does it?
No. Of course
or
not.
Or was it our fault?
this is making me think of this new bit that I've been trying to work on. Oh, that's, yeah, this is a different one completely. Did you guys hear about this cashy?
Like the cereal?
No, this is, I'm not even going to try to do this like a bad bit, but like, but this is a true thing that I saw it on a bus ad or something, like a YouTube ad that was just like, Cashy, you know, Good Friends cereal, Cashy, the bars, like, you know, and they're just like, super organic. Brand,
oh, yeah,
right?
I've
like,
had those,
Cashy
yeah.
Good Friends cereal, yeah, Cashy Crunch, whatever.
Cashy Good Friends.
And it's two obvious lesbians on the front of the box. They're just like, oh, they're very good friends.
Oh my God.
So they've like started this new ad campaign where they're like, oh, you know, we've got that same health benefits we've always had, but it finally tastes good. They're like, good finally tastes good is their fucking tagline. And I was just like, oh, I finally, Cashy, you admit it. And they're like, we've always been healthy, but we were always just a prepackaged fart for you to consume.
A healthy fart.
They make you fart so bad. There's so much inulin fiber in every, like, they put chicory root into all of their products, and that just makes people so tooty. So that was not the bit I was looking for. Good finally tastes good. So you admit it!
It always just tasted like styrofoam packing peanuts to me.
Yeah.
Puff rice.
That's what goodness tastes like. Mm-hmm. It tastes like styrofoam.
Yeah.
Styrofoam is better for us than we assume.
So I've been trying to figure out this bit for ages where I talk about, like, how, you know, women who get into their 30s for some reason, like, we're all so super into astrology and tarot and, and, like, enneagrams and all that stuff. And I'm just like, oh, you know, we lose credibility with men who are all, I'm an atheist and I only believe in science and the things I can see in front of myself. And I was trying to, like, contrast that with how, like, architects are the most sort of uptight, like, practical by the book people ever, but they still won't put a 13th floor in their buildings. You know, it's like, who's the weirdo now? But I was trying to figure out, like, what is the joke around, like, women getting more into astrology? Like, I'm doing it, and, like, is it because we're all assuming that the imminent collapse is coming? And, you know, like, we're thinking about our post-apocalyptic job viability and thinking, well, every itinerant band of jugglers and barber surgeons needs a soothsayer, so why not me?
That's very...
Anyway, so that's what I'm thinking about is we all need a soothsayer.
I think my real answer to that is, because it's always fun to answer a joke premise with a real earnest answer, as we know from Twitter.
Do that when you're in the crowd of a comedy show. Oh, we love that.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I think that it's... actually, I think we're really into astrology to control anxiety, like we were talking about. It's like, oh, that's the universe.
Yeah.
You know, there are all these, like, outer things that helps you, like, do more self-reflection, understand yourself by... comparing different archetypes and personality traits, and then, yeah, being able to forecast, like, okay, this thing, it went bad, I can prepare myself and try and exercise some kind of modicum of control
over your life. In other terms, it's a way to displace blame onto the universe itself.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's so good. It's pretty much just what you're doing always.
Always. Except onto other people.
See, I think ours is nicer.
No, I blame others. No. I blame everyone other than myself, because I'm the best.
And you got a barbecue.
And I got a barbecue. And a penis.
And a penis. You gonna barbecue your penis? No.
Don't need to. It's already tasty.
Fuck. Slapping the sauce on it. God, why are we talking about your dick so much? This is a bad podcast. We're doing bad.
Hey, positive energy in the universe. There was one thing that I wanted... There's one thing I've been playing with that I discovered recently. One of my best friend's girlfriend back home in the Yukon... added me to this group on Facebook, and it's just, I didn't say yes to joining it.
There one day.
But I haven't canceled the invitation because it reminds me of it every once in a while.
Yeah.
And it's just the most basic motherfuckers in the world coming together. The group is called Hiking with Dogs, and every post is insanely meaningless and stupid. Like, there's the occasional... But why? Are you in Hiking with Dogs? You're looking at me shocked.
No, I'm just like, I feel like the post should be pretty self-explanatory.
The post should, like, I would understand if it was just pictures of cute dogs hiking, that makes sense. But people look for advice on here, and some of them I can't understand how these people brush their teeth without drowning. Like, it's the most... I have a couple, I take a screenshot once in a while and send it to her and be like, this group is full of the most ridiculous people. What was one good one? Okay, like, somebody, what commands do you consider most important for a dog you take hiking? Why are you asking a public forum this? Like, why do you need to know what, and why is hiking different? Just cheat, give your dog normal commands. Or another one, what was this? Yeah, would you rent, this is a poll to get, you know, public opinion. Would you rent an Airbnb, parenthesis, rent the whole house, taking your dog to hike the nearby trails as well as state park trails. I'll be renting out a home in New Hampshire June 1st. Just wondering how many people vacation with their dogs. Thank you for taking the poll. Answer yes or no. I don't know why she needs feedback on this. Like, where do I go and what do I do? How do I take my dog there?
Yes.
Give me help with things. Yeah, exactly. Oh, this kick-ass vacation I'm doing, yes or no? Like, I don't know. Why are you asking? It's just... It's my favorite
please
thing.
Please give me feedback. Just want to know that they're not alone.
Please give me feedback. I feel like it's just me and my dog in here.
I don't know what to do with it. These people, you shouldn't be trusted with an animal. It's like, I'm about to take my dog for a walk outside. I don't know what to tell it. I need your opinion.
What type of eagles can carry off my Maltese?
Yeah, exactly.
Do I need to only watch out for harpy eagles, or can a bald eagle do it?
What kind of camo should my dog be wearing in the trail?
Yeah, do I need a recall from eagle command for my dog? I need, like, a comeback from eagle?
What, when I want my dog to abseil, what is the appropriate...
what are the best jackets with an RFID chip to leave so that I don't lose my dog in an avalanche?
Should, if I'm going to hike with a dog, should it always be a St. Bernard with one of those little barrels of rum on it?
I mean, that's a good command.
Yeah, that's the greatest.
Turn into that dog from that book.
Transform. Does anyone know transform commands for taking your dog hiking? Because mine's not good at it.
Does anyone have good backpack recommendations to put, like, a large Labrador retriever into, like, a baby Bjorn?
Just take a baby Bjorn. Take a Moby wrap for your German Shepherd.
Oh, there's another one. Does anyone... This is just a...
What kind of saddle can my Great Dane accommodate?
Yeah, exactly. This one is, does anyone else's pug have Rex specs?
Oh my god, are they sunglasses for dogs?
Rex specs are like goggles.
I've heard of doggles.
Yeah, it's pretty much
which
doggles.
Which are goggles for dogs.
Yeah, that's what Rex specs are. But I can't imagine... First off, I can't imagine... Like, pugs don't have noses. I don't know how...
Okay, good point.
Yeah, like they just have a flat collapsed
like
face.
Like a strap, like swimming goggles, I guess.
Yeah, but even still, Rex
give
specs...
them two monocles.
That'd be better for a pug. But why does a pug
just blind the dog?
Yeah, with contacts for the photos for Instagram. He's so cute with them on. Well, why would a pug be doing anything extreme enough to require Rex specs? The only times I've seen those pictures has been like a dog that keeps goose away from a runway, so he wears those to protect his face, or like dogs that are going on helicopters and shit. What are you doing with your pug that's so extreme that you need to protect its eyes?
Instagram.
Yeah, obviously Instagram. I think the follower comment.
Goggles like people.
Yeah, goggles. And I asked.
Goggles.
I asked for my friend's girlfriend that. I was like, why would they need Rex specs? She's like, I see people wearing that with their dogs and Whitehorse all the time, because sometimes it'll be snowing out. I'm like, I'm pretty sure dogs have been okay with snow before we started installing goggles on their faces.
All these, like, it's they bred out the fight, the wolf by the dog, and so we need to protect their poor eyes, because instead these dumb pugs just, like, stare into the sun while the snow blows into their eyes and they blind themselves. My dog is too dumb to blink. I need to buy goggles.
Yeah, that's essentially what I imagine.
Is your building pet friendly?
Yeah.
Okay, so ours is, and there's a lot of dogs in my building. There's one woman who has three that are just three, like, Malteses. They're almost completely identical. This is not the point of the story, but I just really love all of the elevator dogs. You know, just like the dogs that you meet, five people you meet in heaven, the five dogs you meet in your elevator going to your apartment. Mm-hmm. It's basically the same thing. It feels like heaven. So I saw this dog. And I was just, like, trying to figure out for the life of me, what the fuck is this dog? Because it looks like the dog from that meme that's just, like, this is a Renaissance painting of a dog. This painting that's just a bitch is what it's called. It just has this, like, it looks sort of like a white and brown potato with tiny ears. And that's exactly what this dog looked like. And it turned out that the dog was a puggle. So a pug and a beagle crossed with a Japanese chin.
Oh, wow.
So it's just like a bunch of things that should not exist together.
And it struggles to do everything in its life.
Exactly. I'm going to see if I can find that a bitch painting.
Because pugs already struggle. Like, pugs make me laugh because every minute for them just seems like torture.
Oh,
like,
that makes you
this
laugh.
This is totally the picture.
What Google search terms did you use?
Just a bitch painting. And the painter is Giovanna Garzoni. She's probably painted her own dog. He's like eating a piece of garlic bread. Anyway, most dogs shouldn't.
No, there's everything wrong with them.
I love them so much. The more fucked up they look, the more I like them.
Yeah.
I live in the same neighborhood as my tattoo artist, and he has two wiener dogs, and whenever I'm walking to work or walking to the SkyTrain, he has them out, like, taking little tiny shits.
As wiener dogs do.
It's just especially funny because he's, like, 6'6", so seeing him with his dogs just really creates a lot of cognitive dissonance. Mm-hmm.
Are you body shaming him based on his animal choice?
Sure.
I'm ashamed of you.
Somehow you'll live.
Somehow.
This is a bad podcast. I got a bad attitude today, guys. You know why?
Why? Retrograde.
It's definitely the problem.
I had a weird dream where Okay, you guys are both married people.
Mm-hmm.
If during your wedding ceremony, instead of pulling out a ring, your partner pulled out a snack for you.
I thought you were going to say his delicious dick.
No.
Also a healthy snack.
Ooh, looking like a snack. That would be hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Because I know you so well and you probably didn't have breakfast today.
With this cashew bar, which tastes good now.
Yeah.
I'd be wet.
We've struggled through these up till now. That's better.
Good finally tastes good. Guys.
I like how that was my dream. But I was marrying Ben Schwartz.
Oh, you could do worse.
Yeah, and Thomas Middleditch kept interrupting the wedding ceremony.
And you were just like, well, I guess I'll just have to marry both of you. And then it was just Jeppe and Middleditch and Schwartz.
I will go see them when they come to Vancouver, but I promise I won't propose, because that would be very inappropriate.
And extremely bigamous.
I'm not married yet.
Middleditches.
Oh, okay. I don't know that. I don't actually know anything about these people. Yeah, other people's lives, whatever. What about what I want?
Yeah.
You guys are monsters. Both of you. How am I friends with both of you?
Because Mercury is on the flippity flop.
It's because we give you role models to aspire towards.
I still haven't figured out how to do it, though, guys. Guys, I tried to be, like, so bold and like, confident, and it worked in some respects, and then in others, I'm just like, oh, everybody still hates me and doesn't like me at all.
Well, you have to hide it. You have to be quiet about it.
Oh, about the thinking that everybody hates me part?
Yeah, you push that part way down. You just push it down.
Oh, I just entertain it all the time. Like, when it's there, it's like, this has to be true.
Yeah. When you have internal voices, you ignore them until they get super loud.
And then what?
You go to sleep. Just have a nap.
Are you a good sleeper?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Voice in my head get really loud, and then I know it's bedtime.
I'm starting to get more concerned about your, like, well-adjusted exterior. You're actually a swarm of bees on the inside.
You just get home and your wife beats you so you can sleep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
If I was...
Is that why you never take your shirt off?
Yeah, no, it's bottom of the feet that she does.
Oh, okay. That's
why my body hurts.
Because of the reflexology effect?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a bad podcast. I thought that this would be better.
You have to believe.
I don't believe in anything. I don't even believe in science.
How could you not believe in science?
I've seen no evidence of it.
No, neither do I.
Scientists are biased.
We are.
They're also fucking nerds. I don't listen to nerds.
Yeah, who talks to nerds? Don't gesture to me.
Geologist.
Yes, I am.
He's a science man.
I am a science man. Ooh, I like that much better. Why don't we do science man? Scientist. Science person. Science man.
Are we ever funny?
No.
No.
Oh, God, this is brutal.
No, this is very bad. I don't know what's going on.
I think we're both tired.
You guys had a day. You had to do so much, like, admin and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we started with a failure.
We did.
And then we still showed up to do this.
No, I was... Totally thought you would say, let's not do it, because you just still would have to drive all the way into Vancouver.
Nope, here we are.
We commit.
I mean...
to doing a bad job.
But at least you showed up to do the thing, and that's sometimes okay as well. We never...
I'm going to have that on a poster on my wall. Sometimes that's okay as well, also.
We did promise that we would be consistent, not good, on this podcast.
Oh my God, how much more time do we have to fill?
30 minutes! Let's take a break. Katie's leaving. And we're back.
And we're dumb. We're dumb fucks. Oh, we don't know what to do. It's like we're peeling back the onion layers here.
Mm-hmm. Didn't we promise ourselves that it's like if we weren't like performing well, we would just like get really like honest and like talk about the work behind the scenes and like...
My neck hurts, so I can't think good. Yeah, it's, when you hurt your neck, it's especially when it's like close to the veins, you're like, do I have an aneurysm brewing?
Does it feel all tight and like...
Yeah, I've been getting really dizzy because I keep massaging it and I'm sure I like keep cutting off the flow of blood.
Oh my God, you're just like erotic asphyxiation, just like mild. Just mild.
I should probably be whacking off while I do this.
Just to really get the full effect, you know?
It'll probably help with a headache, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, it does.
That's how it all starts.
That's how it
always starts.
Oh my God, you guys. Okay, so if you could be a cheese.
I would be a grated block.
What do you think? A soupy brie?
Oh my God. Yes.
All right, I'm Gouda. Let's move on.
But, like, is it just your favorite cheese or no. What cheese you would be?
What cheese you feel that you are.
Yeah, I guess I still am, like, a brie. No definition, just spreading out.
Just put some compote on there.
I'm just, like, a brie in the hot sun. Just melting.
I'm an overprocessed smoked chowder. And, of course, I would pronounce it that way to be a fucking prick.
Yeah. Too many.
Prick!
Yeah. It's springtime. That's a thing. I'm going to start working on a garden this year, finally.
What are you going to grow
in the garden? Tomatoes and lettuce and stuff.
Okay.
Salad things. And we decided
to... These are your salad days. Fuck you, Dave.
I like how you said it, so I didn't have to. But we're looking around at the backyard and just like, okay, so we really want to do a garden again. And then we looked at how much work it was going to be. We're like, we're going to buy a whole bunch of pots.
Yeah.
And so we're going to try a planter pot garden on, like, the table that's broken out in the back there.
Oh, that's adorable.
And just like, yeah, grow some nice tomatoes.
I can't grow anything. I got a brown. I got just a desiccated ash thumb.
You need some, like, yeah, some little things on the inside of your... You spritz the little seedlings with a little water and... Just be super cute about it. I don't know. I'm trying
Drink
to be like
up my lovelies.
I'm trying to be more like get off of social media because I'm on it all the time for work. So on the weekends, it's like how disconnected can I be from everything? And I figure like having to do some labor of weeding and stuff like that in the garden would probably be a good thing.
Yeah.
So Gavin, you find it easy to stay off social media because you just like to build your models.
Yes.
What kind of models do you like to build?
Let's talk about our time offline, because I'm bad at that. So you build fucking dorky-ass models.
Okay, I...
Like Warhammer?
Well, no, I've built... She is referring to one model that I'm very proud of. Shayna found me the Lego limited edition...
Saturn V.
Yeah, the Saturn V rocket, which is the most powerful vehicle that mankind has ever made. And it is the...
Apart from my dick.
Yeah, apart from my dick. It's also fast.
Just like my dick.
It's powerful. Yeah, so she got me that, and it's limited edition, and it's a perfect, like, it's like a meter tall, and it's 1,969 pieces. Why is that important, Katie?
Because you broke it.
No, because in 1969 we landed on the fucking moon. Jesus Christ.
Oh, I thought it was because that thing got broken and you were really pissed off.
Well,
about
yeah,
it.
Also that. It also
oh,
broke.
No.
It fell apart into three. Well, it like breaks and it's supposed to go into three pieces into
oh,
the three
like the
separate stages.
Shuttle?
Yeah.
Oh my god. That's cute.
It is. And it goes on its side on this cute little Lego stand and I was picking it up to like to cradle it as I do daily. And
so you just like you just like to hug your rocket?
Yeah. I love to hug my rocket. And I don't mean that sexually. I just like my rocket and I
just grind against it a little bit
just,
sometimes.
No, it's not. It's platonic, Katie. It's just
sure.
A marvel of engineering that I have a perfect replica of that I built with my bare hands.
With your bare dick.
Katie, please.
With your Edward penis hands.
I know. How do you build all like all that nimble construction with your big weird floppy dick finger?
Well, you get like half chub first.
Oh, I regret this.
Oh god.
You should have.
We're all just yes anding and no-ing each other in the worst possible ways. So you've got
so
the Saturn
V.
That's
yeah.
It. I thought you had a million more models. You just have lots of swords.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do have swords.
Do you practice with your swords?
I fenced.
Say it right.
In college. Yeah.
Swords?
Thank
my
you.
My swords.
Of course you fenced in college, because that's the perfect, you're the perfect person to have fenced.
Yeah. I fenced in college for a few years. I still have the gear for it, but, and I enjoyed fencing.
Because your wife met you.
No. I keep as much about me and her separated as I possibly can.
I'm sorry.
I'm not fully convinced she knows what I look like.
I love her so much. She's so much cooler than you. I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Sheena. She won't listen to this. She loves you, but not that much.
No, she doesn't.
Good. Yeah, this will ruin it. Yeah,
I liked fencing, and it was the same... The mindset that got me into fencing, I think, was the same thing that attracted me to stand-up, because I never did team things very well as a kid. I didn't like being on a team. I always felt like a hideous amount of pressure, and I was never very athletic, so when I was a kid, and I would go on to any sports thing, I would always be the failure, and I'd always, like, I always remembered those moments. I was the picked last kind of guy, mm-hmm. and so when I went to college, which is the chance to reinvent yourself, mm-hmm. I reinvented myself into fencing, Jesus Christ.
But you reinvented yourself as a lone wolf who doesn't even
lone wolf.
You don't even really need anybody on a team.
Let's not associate the whole lone wolf mentality with fencing, because that neckbeard just fits too well.
Oh, guys, can I tell you about this guy I saw?
Please.
Okay, sorry to
just interject. We'll put a pin in the fencing.
Put a pin in fencing.
Tell me about the neckbeard.
So I went and saw Black Panther on Friday, finally, after it's been out for like 6 fucking weeks. It was awesome. I loved it. I'm so behind. Mm-hmm. You know what? We got the last 2 seats in the whole fucking theater, though. It was still completely sold out.
Nice. Good God.
So it's still doing very, very well. Really loved it a lot. It was great. And then leaving, I saw a guy. And this guy was the archetypal neckbeard. He looked like that "God, I wish it were me" meme guy. You know, the one who's like in a square and is just like peering out from his like DeviantArt account or whatever. and so this guy, full on scraggly neckbeard, mm-hmm. shitty wand mustache, like curly, greasy hair under a too tight trilby, not even a full size fedora.
Oh God,
a trilby hat. And motherfucker was wearing a, like, Party City costume velvet cape. A cape.
What length? Half or full?
Full.
Good Lord.
We're talking past the knees.
No.
Yeah, it was, like, red crushed velvet on the inside and black on the outside.
I would have really, had...
Chris, like, I have that exact cape in my closet.
Yeah, but you didn't wear it to go by yourself to see Tomb Raider.
I might now.
You gotta paint on the mustache.
The dress code.
Yeah. So I was like, first of all, I was like, when did they remake this movie? And mm-hmm. secondly, oh, cool, this guy's here. alert.
Yeah.
And it was really funny as I was posting it. I turned to Tessa. I was like, hey, here's my bet to you right now. One of these two guys is going to respond to me giving this description by saying, hey, next time just say hi. And within 2 hours, it had 100% happened. I was just like, oh, you know, I knew you were going to do that, so please consider yourself extremely roasted. And also go throw your cape away.
Yeah.
So well, don't wear a cape.
Okay, capes. All right.
So can you wear a cape when you're fencing is an important question.
No.
Yes.
Or I guess the Three Musketeers kind of had the
Yeah, they had capes.
Action.
They
yeah.
had like a half length.
You could like, yeah.
Those guys fucked.
Half length.
Yeah, half length
cape.
That's important.
Because if it's too long, you can't use it to shield from whatever. You could like fend off.
Yeah, you need to keep your feet clear
mm-hmm.
of your half length cape.
Yeah, that makes sense.
When you're fencing.
Yeah, I have 2 half length capes and a full length.
If this guy, see, you have pretty nice capes. So this guy like had like it was like a Dr. Acula costume or something, whatever that would be.
Off brand.
Like a wampir or something like that. I don't know what you would call it. Like from The Greatest Showman's, like, off sales or something.
Something that you could get at Dresso, just blood drinker costume.
Blood drinker, that's
Oh, maybe there's a game we could play is try to come up with the most, like, generic names for specific costumes. That's one of my favorite things, like, because there definitely someone did Bob's mm-hmm. Burgers off-license costumes, and the Linda Belcher was supportive burger wife.
That's terrific.
Oh my God, what would the costume of you be called? Gavin says horny science man. With detachable dick. Do a callback to your own material. I guess I'll go put my dick on.
I do love the title Horny Science. I want that to show up in a porno. That, no, 100%.
That's just going
to
be your chiron next time you're interviewed for TV.
Horny! Dr. Gavin Clarkson, Horny Science Man. What do you think? Miss Dr. Science Man?
Chris would be Policy Wink. No, I don't know. What can we make you? Mine is just Shrill Cow, I guess.
Oh my God. Be nicer to yourself.
Shrill Cow.
No, like something like
Lady Protester.
Yeah.
I was thinking like alternative something.
Yeah.
It's like Alternative lifestyle.
Alternative lifestyle.
Yeah, that's my costume.
Alternative lifestyle with wig.
With wig? Yeah, it included, like, blue wig.
Yeah.
What was my, I think, harried political staffer.
horny science man. Mm-hmm. Lady protester.
Lady in quotes. Yeah. Lady in quotes.
Oh, I was talking about having, last week's on the podcast, I'll watch anything on a plane, right? If it's on there, it's kind of like you'll drink tomato juice on a plane because it tastes better. Mm-hmm. So I watched Battle of the Sexes. Just like a movie about Billie Jean King versus Bobby Riggs back in the 70s where a lady beat a man at tennis. Who cares? Mm-hmm. Whatever. Anyway, it was just like they tried to make Emma Stone look as much like a thick-ankled lesbian as possible. She's just too delicate. Like,
yeah.
She can't really pull off Billie Jean King, who was always sort of like a poodle and a Maltese and a PE teacher kind of just came together. And I mean that as no insult to her. It's just like,
that was
just like, you can't really dike up Emma Stone significantly enough to make it really work.
No, you can make her like a modern, like, Twinkie kind of lesbian, you know, with the side shave and the...
I mean, she pretty convincingly has sex with a woman in the movie, which is like, but yeah, she was... I like her. She's fun.
Note-taking
frantically
time.
Writing down.
But there's a scene where Bobby Riggs is something like, you're the hairy-legged feminist or whatever. She's like, I shaved my legs! I probably would, too, if I had to wear a 3-inch long skirt as part of my job. Mm-hmm. Mm. Thankfully, I don't. Yeah. I can just wear shitty leggings that cost £3 for the rest of my life. I'm sexy!
Yeah, I've definitely devolved into the, like, hairy leg lesbian. I haven't shaved my legs for 5 months, probably, at this
point.
Holy
shit.
So.
Damn.
I'm a wolf
man. When's the last time you shaved your legs?
Yesterday.
Keeping it tight.
Yeah.
Silky boy.
Yeah. I like to keep the sweat regions clear.
Yeah, that's legit.
Yeah. Especially with spring coming along.
the swamping warmer. Times.
Yeah. This shouldn't be the gendered issue that it is. This is just an issue of practicality and how much you care about your partner.
Well, I guess I don't care about my partner at all. He seems to still survive.
Survive is the term.
He's got like a fucking hatchet or something. Track.
Whatever. I have a dream
there's treasure buried here somewhere.
A dream that I go to the Greek islands and just, like, let all of my body hair grow out, because it's like, I've already stopped shaving my legs and my armpits, and now it's just the chin hair.
just let it bleach in the sun.
Like, what will happen?
You'll start growing olives on your body.
Just become very one with the local culture. Just, like, rub olive oil into all my silky leg hair. Like,
Really get a nice sheen.
How long will it grow if I don't trim it back? Like, it just never stopped.
To a point, I think it stopped. No, you're like, no!
It hasn't stopped. I have to pare it back all the time.
Oh my god, you're gonna, like, Nicoloso, or whatever his name is gonna fall in love with you. It's like, I love you, my hairy Canadian. Let me feed you sheep's cheese.
I
don't know how to do a Greek
accent. I just feel like it's all my...
I feed you sheep's cheese.
All my Polish pagan roots are just coming out in all of the various, like,
maybe... I mean, they're not coming out. Those roots are staying buried in there. You're not ripping them out.
But maybe we were just part werewolf. Maybe that's... I've been trying to, like, cosplay as a vampire my whole life. That's always what I've been drawn to. But maybe I'm actually... Maybe I'm actually a werewolf. So
maybe.
I'm just more lycanthropic than I would like
I think I'm an ant. Or something. I'm not sure what I am.
Lady?
I think we already established that you're a swamp bitch.
I'm a swamp bitch.
Yeah. A protesting swamp bitch.
I'm related to that fish what got fucked in that movie.
Yeah. That was the working title of that show.
The fish what got fucked. I saw it twice. I loved it.
Oh. Someone was just like, why didn't they call that one Pacific Rim?
That's really funny.
What I really liked about that movie was I went to see it, and within 30 seconds, like, a mute woman was masturbating in a bathtub. I was just like, this is a good start.
More like movies should start that way.
There was, I saw the, one of the prosthetics managers for the managers, whatever, for the movie, had made a bunch of different, like, masks for the face of this fishman, and he referred to the fish guy as Charlie. It was like, that was just the name that they came up with for, I don't know if it was because of, like, Charles Darwin or something like that, but, and then somebody posted, like, a picture of Michael Shannon with just, like, blood running down his head. It was like, it says, Charlie bit my finger. To anybody who has not seen the movie, that is a spoiler alert. the creature does bite two of his fingers off early on.
Okay. I'm probably not going to see it.
That's really good.
Because of the finger biting?
No, I don't know. I just, like, I don't care.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Why see that movie when you could play Civ 5?
Yeah, that's my offline time. It's still very computer screen heavy, but...
At least you don't have to talk to anybody or know what they're doing.
Yeah, I just basically listen to the back catalog of various podcasts that I'm catching up on, all Dungeons & Dragons or, like, live play stuff.
Yeah.
Basically, Critical Role is going to be the one next because I'm almost caught up on Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Someone literally did, like, a fan song for Isildur the Wizard, and I'm like, this is so pretty, I'm going to cover it. So I started, like,
covering a fan song.
Yeah, that's how detached from music I am right now.
This is really what I'm into.
Yeah, my cello has been living at my friend Erin's house for over a month and a half because my case broke on the way to her house, and I just left it there and never went back for it. And my piano,
it's blocks away.
Yeah. I know.
You can't travel with an uncased cello. Everyone knows that.
You'd be a monster.
Yeah. I could, like, put it in my car. It would be fine. But, like...
Well, then it'd be in a case. It'd be in a car case.
Not custom.
But, like, I opened my piano and I literally had to blow, like, an inch of dust off of it. Like, it's not been touched. And so I was just, like...
Lift the top off and just, like, pound it really hard and see the, like, the smoke rise.
Well, I live above a guitar workshop, so there's, like, all kinds of extremely fancy wood dust all over it.
Mm.
But, yeah, so just, like, it was me at, like, 12:30 at night, drinking wine, just, like, singing this song about this wizard. Like, I really need to find a creative outlet,
because this is... DQ Blizzard, he is a fancy wizard. That's what I assume it goes.
Yeah, I don't know. It just felt kind of sad. It's like, I have no creative outlets at all. That this is where I've sunk to.
Does Spotify have enough playlists about wizards for to keep you...
I don't have Spotify.
No?
No, I should try to...
I'll see if there's any wizard playlists right now.
I'm sure there's like playlists that people would use for like during a campaign of
something. Oh, yeah. There's websites.
When they're fucking a wizard.
Yeah, wizard fucking.
I have so much, like, unnatural crushes on, like, wizards on podcasts, like, and I'm not alone, because they're always the characters that get the most cheers on live podcasts, like Taco the Wizard, Adventure Zone, and Isildur from Hello for the Magic Tavern, and so I sent that song to my friend Erin, and I was like, we should cover this, she's like, oh my god, I love Isildur the Wizard.
We've got,
why do we love fake wizards so much?
We've got
they're so powerful.
An artist playlist for King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like Bob Neubauer has told me about that band before.
Yes.
The Wizards of Waverly Place soundtrack. Wizard of Oz. Different spelling of Oz. Just wizard in the way British people use it.
How do you spell Oz?
A-H-H-S. Wizard of Oz.
Oh, that sounds so tender and nice. I like it.
Sexual.
Oh, yeah. That was the softcore porn cover of Wizard of Oz.
Aw, so soft.
Wizard of Oz.
So tender.
Okay, here's a playlist called Wizard People.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm sure there's lots
of that. But, like, yeah, I just basically, like, load up a game on Civilization and just, like, explore the map with my little scouts and try to, like, fend off the barbarians. And then once I've explored the whole map, I, like, either go and, like, self-destruct by, like, trying to attack a whole bunch of people at once, and then they hate you, and then they try to destroy you, or just quit and start again and just get a new map. It's, like, very relaxing, actually. Yeah. Just, like, it's like a brain... clearing. It's a brain clearing out.
Yeah.
Obviously. It's just an enema for your brain.
Yeah, basically.
Brainema. Mm.
What do you do when you're trying to stay offline, Katie?
I don't.
Okay.
Fuck you, I'm always online. Online till I die. I read books, honestly. That's what I've been doing a lot of, is I read books, or I'll put Spotify on when I'm home alone, and if I'm drinking alcohol, I'll run around and sing along to it.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, that's what I did last night. I put on fucking Carly Rae Jepsen and just blasted her. What? I like Carly Rae.
Yeah, you like to fucking blast Carly Rae Jepsen.
I like fucking blast Carly Rae Jepsen. Sexy.
Did you blast Carly Rae or just the one song we all know from Carly Rae?
I put on Cut to the Feeling, which is a good one.
Not the Call Me Maybe one.
Yeah.
There's a new record.
That's literally the only one I know.
She has like three albums. They're all really good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I only know the one song.
Well, I'll play you Carly Rae Jepsen on the way home then.
Fantastic.
You're like, fucking great. I can't wait. Oh, can we just murder this?
Like, I do love the one Carly Rae Jepsen song.
Yeah.
I do.
That's good. Okay, well, everyone,
let's euthanize this podcast.
Yeah, we made it to an hour.
Oh, let's leave this pod up to God.
Okay, laid it down. Laid down pod.
No, anything to plug? No.
Not our show. Clump all your failures together and it doesn't feel as bad, everybody.